Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And we have certainly been going through various sermons that he's given, and they're on DVDs. We carry them because we think they're very, very important. And we've done his series, 10 DVD series on the final countdown. The prophecies, which were made thousands of years ago, about the events that are taking place today. It is truly an amazing series. We've done the Fearful Creation series of 10 DVDs. I think we're probably finishing up the Judge Creation, which, of course, is the story of Noah's Flood. Well, is this just a story, or did it really happen? Is there any evidence that there was a great flood, perhaps 4,400 years ago, and that the earlier civilization was destroyed? Because, of course, this is pivotal to so much of what's going on today. In our universities, we are told that there is no God, that it's been ascertained, it's been proven scientifically, that all of the Bible, so much of the Bible is fables. And, of course, the truth is, most of what you learn in university isn't true. And I would simply ask you a very, very simple question. When I went to college, and I was told about fossil fuels, you know, basically oil comes from breakdown of dinosaurs and other living animals. How many dinosaurs over there in the desert of Saudi Arabia do you think it takes to make 100 barrels of oil? And do all the dinosaurs accumulate in Saudi Arabia and Iran, and how did they all get there underneath the Gulf of Mexico and off the North Shore? It took an awful lot of dinosaurs, didn't it? And we've run out of dormant dinosaurs. And so why are many of these oil fields refilling after they've been drained? Are there new dinosaurs down in the center of the earth? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to by our universities. We've been lied to about Noah's Flood. Pastor Billy, so good to have you with us this morning, and you pick up the story.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a pleasure to be on. You know, you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. You know, maybe some people are wondering, well, what's Noah's Flood got to do with Bible prophecy or this, you know, current information that's happening geopolitically around the planet? Well, believe it or not, it has everything to do with it. If you read the Bible, you know, the Bible talks about how do you know when it's getting close to the end of days, when the return of Jesus Christ is, when you see the rise of the Jewish people out of the blue, and that's what we saw in 1948. When you also see Daniel chapter 12, said he's talking about this increase of amazing technology, and mankind would be able to travel all over the planet, and that's what we see today. You'd see a massive upheaval on the planet with earthquakes and famines and pestilence and wars, and that's what we see today. And the rise of falsehood and false teachers and people claiming to be the Messiah and all that stuff, and we see that today. And it talked about even the rise of apostasy, even in the church, and well, that's going on, unfortunately, today. Then you would see the Antichrist kingdom pushing for four things, a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, and this interesting thing called the Mark of the Beast. And we see all those happening today. But in the midst of that, the Bible also said that, how do you know you're living the last days when Jesus is about to return, when there's a rise of wickedness? And believe it or not, that has everything to do with the time of Noah and Noah's flood. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man, of Jesus, at his coming. So if you want to know when it's getting close, get back into the book of Genesis. Find out all you can about Noah's day. And what you will see is it was a wicked day. Wickedness. This wickedness that we see rising on here gives credence that we're heading back, unfortunately, to like it was at the time of Noah. The Bible says that Noah's day was so wicked that the heart of man was continually wicked, and it grieved God that he made man, so he judged the world. Well, the Bible is clear, folks. He judged the world once by water. The second time he's going to judge it by fire. Okay, but again, you're right, Dr. Monteith. Because of the lie of evolution, people are told to and taught to scoff at the Bible without investigating the facts. And they want to say, well, come on, if there really was this flood, there'd be some evidence. Well, folks, there's evidence all over the place, but they won't let it out. They certainly won't let you deal with it in the school systems. They got control of that. They won't let you deal with it in an honest, I would say, arena in the media, because they all you ever get is just one thing. Millions and billions of years ago, the evolution. And so we provide these kind of studies because it really just dawned on me. It's like, well, where are people going to get this? They're not going to get an educational system. They're not going to get this in the media. So the only place that they're going to get it is if Christians do their homework and begin to look at not only what the scripture says, but begin to look for the evidence, archaeological evidence, historical evidence, yes, believe it or not, scientific evidence, that these are literal accounts in the Bible. And we need to take heed, folks. If we are actually fast approaching the wicked society that was like in Noah's day, that Jesus said is a sign of his next coming, we better pay attention. And so we provide this proof that you can see with your own eyes. Hey, folks, there really was a global flood. This is what took out the dinosaurs. It wasn't some comet. In fact, some guy forwarded me last week, I believe, was an article, and they're finally admitting, oops, I guess that was a smoking gun. There is really no proof for this asteroid theory that it destroyed the dinosaurs. It just doesn't seem to fit the facts. It's just, well, yeah, of course. They'll make up any kind of weird theory just so they don't come to the obvious conclusion. What was it that wiped out not just the dinosaurs? Where did all these billions and billions of dead things come all over the planet? It came from a flood, Noah's flood. They don't want you to put two and two together. And we talked about that last time, Dr. Monty, about the obviousness. It's like, well, gee whiz, if there really was a flood, you expect to find tons and tons of dead things, i.e. fossils buried all over the planet. Well, gee whiz, that's exactly what we find. And this one, what I want to begin to deal with, is you would think, okay, that's fine. So we find billions of dead things over the planet. Yeah, okay, that seems to correspond with the flood, and especially the way that you find them and stuff like that. And it's a flood event is what's going on. But you said that there's a whole society, Noah's day, Noah's people, a whole world of people that used to exist on this planet that was wiped out, except for Noah and his family, down to eight people. Mankind had a restart to eight people. Where are all the human remains? Where are all, I can see the animals, but where's all the human remains? And folks, I'm telling you, this is one thing they're really covering up. And the way they cover it up is because some of the stuff gets leaked out. Okay? And if it gets leaked out, they quickly recover it back up, you know, and get it out of the paper or get it out of the magazine or things of that nature very quickly, or get it off of the television. Okay? Or they put a thing on it, a spin on it. We'll get to that hopefully in a little bit. But what they do is they put it in words, and then they put it in a box and hide it away from us. And the words that they use are things like, well, that's an anomaly, okay? And basically what it is it doesn't fit their supposed theory of evolution, okay? But the problem is these things keep stacking up. And the other problem is it completely corresponds to the biblical account. Folks, we find human remains mixed in with dinosaur remains. We find human remains in places where there's not supposed to be any human for, according to their timeline, hundreds of millions of years. We find human artifacts, and that's what we're going to deal with today, is this evidence of a pre-flood civilization, the actual people of Noah's day. There's tons of evidence all over the place. And the first proof of that, well, and first of all, let me back up. You talk about the absolute opposite of what evolution teaches. Evolution says...
Hold that thought, Pastor Belly. Hold the thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking about the evidence of the Great Flood. And the question is, what happened to all the human beings that were here in this previous civilization that was destroyed by the Flood because it was evil? Why is this important? Why? Because the Scriptures tell us that when Jesus was asked, how will we know when you're coming again? And he says, as it was in the days of Noah. Well, during the days of Noah, it was very, very evil. Organized evil permeated every aspect of the society, just as organized evil permeates every aspect of our society today. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, which again, Dr. Monteith, according to the Bible, tells us we're getting very close. We don't know the day nor the hour, but because God is concerned and God is not only just, he is going to judge his plan. He's not going to let this go on forever. He's the one who's in charge. He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. But he's also love, and so he's given us a heads up. Hey, when you know it's close, and that you better pay attention and take him up on his gracious offer, that you can be forgiven through Jesus Christ and have a relationship with him before it's too late. But that's what we see is, well, gee whiz, if our society is cycling back to a continual wickedness, just like the days of Noah, that's what the Bible says. You better look up. Your redemption draws near. It's getting close. But again, the stumbling block is people don't put two and two together, i.e. correlate this with Noah's flood, because they're taught to scoff about it with the lie of evolution. But once you take a look at the archaeological evidence, the scientific evidence, and the historical evidence, folks, we are being lied to. Okay, they don't want you and I to deal with this fact because it will undermine what they're trying to do. They're wanting to try to usher us into the Antichrist kingdom, which again the Bible predicted would happen. They certainly don't want you to know that because you're going to know exactly how it's going to go down. And then you might actually be prepared, and they don't want that. Okay, but the Bible says, and again, you're right, Dr. Monteith, people say, well, okay, well, fine. So we find a bunch of these dead, if there was a worldwide flood, we find dead animals, dead plants, billions, trillions, all over the planet. Okay, that's interesting. But what about the people? That's always coming up. And you know what? That's a great logical question. You should be asking that question. The sad news is they're hiding it from you, folks. There's all kinds of evidence of a pre-flood civilization. Now, not only pre-flood civilization, there's kind of a double effect going on here. A high-tech, very intelligent pre-flood civilization. Now, that's important for a couple things. Number one, because that totally blows away the whole evolutionary mindset that it's only until recently that mankind has arrived and, quote-unquote, to use their terminology, evolved into a higher intelligent being. Okay, they want you and I to picture that the further we go back in history, that man had more hair, was stooping over lower, and he was some dumb ape-like creature living in caves, dragging his knuckles on the ground, going ooh. It's only recently that we began to stand upright. And folks, nothing could be further from the truth. What we actually find in the fossil record, the archaeological record, even the historical record, folks, is the further you go back in history, mankind was so much more smarter than you and I that we can't even duplicate the technology they had. Now, stop and think about that one right there. That totally blows away the whole evolutionary chain of cycle of events. A dumb ape dragging knuckle, only recently mankind smart. Okay? No. That doesn't fit the facts. You can print all the pictures you want. You can have those fancy cartoon timelines. You can even put it on a PowerPoint animated presentation. It doesn't fit the facts. Now, what's interesting is that what it does fit, it fits the biblical account. Shocker. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 4 that after the fall of man, prior to the flood of Noah, it gives us some detail about the people in Noah's day. and the rise of that wickedness. And I will read to you that text. It tells us that mankind was not some dumb ape dragging his knuckles on the ground. There were that didn't happen, folks. Okay, they were actually super duper intelligent. Okay, and actually, what we see is mankind is not evolving, getting better and better. If anything, we're devolving, getting worse and worse. Okay, but here's what the text says in Genesis chapter 4. Read it for yourself. It says, so Cain went out from the Lord's presence. Okay, this is after the sin entered into the world. This is after Adam and Eve blew it. This is one of their sons killed his brother Abel. And so God banished him from the Garden of Eden. So he went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod east of Eden. And he lay with his wife, and she became pregnant, gave birth to Enoch. And so Cain was then building a city, and then he named it after his son Enoch. And then you read a couple of verses down, then it talks about, you know, so-and-so gave birth to so-and-so. And it gets down to this part, and it says, and this Adah gave birth to Jabal, and he was the father of those who lived in tents and raised livestock. Okay, so he's the guy that invented that way of life. His brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all who play the harp and the flute. No, think about what that is. He invented music and musical instruments. Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, and he forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Okay? Now, this is the pre-flood civilization. This is a key to, if you will, to do, you got, if people, if you're into detective shows, get this study. This is what it is. You're going back in history. You're discovering the facts, okay, that's been covered up. Okay? The Bible says this pre-flood civilization was not made up of some dumb ape-like creatures living in caves, dragging their knuckles on the ground. The exact opposite. They didn't live in caves. They built cities right out of the blue. Okay? And then one guy named Jubal, if you're paying attention, he got up one day and he decides to apparently invent music and musical instruments. Now, again, stop and think about it. Not play music. See, that's all we've ever known. We've always known music, and you can go learn how to play music, and somebody's already figured out theory and all that stuff. This is the guy who invented it out of the blue. No background, no classes to take, no shop to go make an instrument, no guy to teach him how to make instruments. This is the guy. Out of the blue, he invents music and the instruments to play it with right out of the blue. Another guy, Tubal-Cain, decides to invent metallurgy. He starts making, out of the blue, complex metal alloys, separates them from various ores, and et cetera, et cetera. And so the Bible tells us that the pre-flood civilization, that society, was an absolutely super-duper intelligent one, a high-tech one. An absolutely amazing society. They were super smart. They were smarter, more advanced than you and I could ever shake a stick at, which, number one, blows away the lie of evolution that says, no, the further you go back, the dumber we got. Folks, that's not true. According to the evidence, let alone the biblical account, the evidence is there's things that the ancients used to do, Noah's day. Folks, we can't even duplicate. Okay? We can't even come close to duplicating. We have lost the information of how they were able to do that. And so again, we not only find what I'm about to share with you, we not only find actual artifacts of human remains and their buildings and their structures and their instruments, but what you're going to see, folks, in this study, and please, we show you the videos, we show you the pictures, we show you the actual archaeological remains. Check it out with your own eyes. Okay, listen to the interviews of the archaeologists. Okay, it's all on there for you to check out for yourself. But you're going to see that this information, you know, people say, where's all the people remains? Where's all, if, why just animals? Why just plants? It isn't just animals. It's not just plants. It's people as well. Whole civilization, whole cities are still found and being uncovered that have to deal with the flood account, okay? And that what we find is they were exactly like the Bible says. They were super-duper intelligent. Let me give you some examples, folks. First of all, believe it or not, we find ancient computer-type technology buried in the dirt, okay? The first time this appeared on the scene, at least that we were able to discover, was in 1901. And they found this artifact. It was recovered by sponge divers off this small island northwest of Crete, okay? And it turned out to be some sort of, once they got off the crusted stuff that was built up on it, they saw a couple gears and wheels on it. And they go, whoa, this is a little bit more complex. It's some sort of mechanism. And so they took it in, they x-rayed it, because they had all this coil and stuff built up on it. And what they saw was absolutely amazing. It was totally complex. Again, we show you actual pictures of it. We show you the actual x-rays. It's a completely sophisticated system of differential gears made of it. And now listen to the people who examined this. Listen to their comments. They said, quote, this is the wonder of its age. Quote, the supercomputer of its day, which could do multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. And the French professor, one of them who examined it, he said, quote, we are stunned at the ingenuity of the ancients. Okay? Another professor said, it does raise the question, what else were they making at that time? Okay, at the time. He says, it makes you wonder what they would have achieved if they had carried on. He said, would they have had a man on the moon by 300 A.D.? He said, it sounds ridiculous, but if they were able to construct something as technically brilliant as this, it's not complete fantasy. Now stop and think about it. What's evolution brainwashing you and I? They show you the cartoons as if that's fact. That's all they got, folks, is cartoons. That mankind was an ape, and he was just hunching over, and he had all kinds of hair, and slowly he started to rise up, and the hair starts to go off, and only until recently do we wear three-piece suits and carry briefcases. That's a lie. These guys, the professor who examined it, he says, man, if these guys kept going, maybe they would have had a man on the moon by 300 AD. That's not fantasy. Based on what we find buried in the dirt. Okay? Then, not only that, you think that Thomas Edison was the first one to invent electricity? No. He's the guy who rediscovered electricity. I mean, he's not the only one. There's also Tesla, but that's another story. But anyway, ancient batteries, folks, they've had that technology for quite some time. We can find them in the store. But again, this is not a recent invention. Okay? They had this way back when. They're called the Baghdad batteries. Okay? Check it out for yourself. We show you the actual remains. We show you the research, all that stuff on the study. They're devices that they found buried, and they consist about, it's about a 5.5-inch clay vessel, okay? But inside of it is a copper cylinder that they found inside, and it was held in place by asphalt, okay? And so they begin to look at it, and they begin to conclude, well, wait a second. If you just fill this device with some sort of acid or alkaline, it could produce electricity. So they put it to the test. A guy named F.M. Gray of the GE High Voltage Laboratory decided to check it out. Okay, that's one thing to have a theory. And so he made some reproductions of what they found in the dirt. Okay, he filled them with an electrolyte. Okay, and sure enough, guess what? They produced electricity. And because of this, folks, okay, one researcher said this. This one find that they found buried in the dirt, folks, this one find, quote, requires the history books throughout the world to be rewritten. Okay? And, folks, I'm telling you, that's just the tip of the iceberg. This is, you talk about, we only recently, and we're getting into nanotechnology and things of that nature where you can design things on a micro scale. Listen to this, folks. In Russia, in the Ural Mountains in Russia, gold miners, they're digging in the dirt there, okay? Guess what they find buried in there? They find these ancient springs, okay? And you think, well, a spring, whoop-de-doo-dah, so they find the spring. No. Listen to the precision of these tiny spiral screw-like objects, these metal springs that they find. They are on the scale of 1/10,000 of an inch, okay? And they're found in depths, okay, that according to evolution should be 20,000 years old or more, okay? Now, let me interject here, Dr. Monteith, because there's a trend that's happening. Some of this technology that we present on this study and that I'm even talking about right now is starting to leak out, and it's creating quite a fervor. Okay, and now, and logically, as you see, it agrees with the biblical account. It agrees with the human remains of a high-tech, high-intelligent pre-flood civilization that was wiped out, right? So here's what society's trying to do, okay, if you're not paying attention. They're trying to, once again, lie to you to get you to think, or to not think, that this has anything to do with Noah's flood, and certainly to give credence to the biblical account. And what they're trying to do is, because this is coming out, it's like, well, there's that disproves evolution. There's no way. What in the world is a micro-position instruments, 1/10,000th of an inch? What in the world are computer-like objects? What in the world are batteries doing buried in the dirt that, according to evolution, and some of them 20,000 years or more? And it gets worse than that, and we'll get in a little bit. And so what they're doing, if you haven't paid attention, the trend is they try to explain it away. They say, no, these were aliens. These were aliens who came by and maybe they dumped their trash remains and it just got covered up. Or maybe aliens came and they're the ones who helped us get out of the dragging the knuckles and taught us how to make fire and things of that nature. And yeah, I don't think so. And if you haven't already listened to it, you need to get the interviews from Dr. Monteith and I did on the true origin of aliens. Folks, that's a lie. The whole thing is a bunch of baloney. And they're trying to do anything and everything they have to come up with because this totally disproves evolution. mankind. Where did all this intelligence come from? Well, this is the remains of the Noah's Day, the high-tech, super-intelligent remains, okay? And that's what one researcher said. He says, contrary to what some commentators believe, however, we don't think these objects are extraterrestrial in origin. He said, rather, we think their origin is very terrestrial. They are, this is a direct quote, they are the vestiges of a former high-tech civilization, the evidence of which will become increasingly apparent over the coming years. Okay, well, and again, that's why they're trying to skirt the issue and say, no, don't be thinking about Noah. This is really from the aliens.
Hang on to that thought, Pastor Billy. Hang on to the thought. We'll be right back here in America.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We have our Dan, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor Billy, why don't you get your website out and let people know how they can get in touch with you get that information, then we'll go on.
Sure. You could check us out at our main website. That media website is GetALifeMedia.com. That's GetALifeMedia.com. GetALifeMedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can join us for studies at SunriseLV.com. SunriseLV, as in Las Vegas, .com.
Okay, very good. Well, we were talking about certainly the society that existed before the Great Flood. We never talk about that, but it was a very advanced society, and there were very knowledgeable people living at that time but the earth was wicked. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, that's just the double whammy effect, if you will, on evolution, Dr. Monteith, is it shows not only, you know, people want to say, well, fine, we find animal remains and plant remains of a worldwide flood, but where's all this, where's all the people? Where's all the remains of a civilization? This, you know, where's all the, well, we find that stuff, but we not only find the stuff, what we find is it not only agrees with the biblical account of the flood, but the biblical account of the people and the characteristics of the people prior to the flood, and the Bible says they were super-duper high-tech, very intelligent, and that's exactly the remains that we find. It isn't just some, you know, piece of pottery that looked like somebody made and still had thumbprints on it. We're talking high-tech remains, folks, and again, they both agree with the biblical account, and they both totally blow away this evolutionary mindset that the further you go back, the dumber mankind was. It's exactly the opposite of what we find. But we've talked about, you know, some of that evidence with the ancient type of computers, ancient batteries, ancient springs, and precision equipment, things of that nature. But in 1961, these guys in the mountains of California there, while they were mineral hunting, they were looking for geodes, and they gathered up a bunch that thought would make a good collection. And when they cut one of them open, they found an object inside that seemed to be made of a white porcelain-type material, and in the center it was a shaft of shiny metal, okay? The porcelain material around was surrounded by a hexagonal casing, okay? And later an X-ray revealed that there was a tiny spring at one end of it. Okay, here's the point. Just like, it was very akin to a modern-day spark plug. And so this one really blew things out of the water, because that's the obvious question. Okay, how could a spark plug-like object get inside a supposed, according to evolution, 500,000-year-old rock? Okay, something doesn't jive there. Okay, and so then you got to think, well, gee whiz, you start putting all this together. If the ancient world, Noah's day, could come up with computer-type instruments, batteries, position equipment, springs, and things of that nature, even spark plug-type stuff, it just, man, maybe they could come up with engines or airplanes or stuff like that. Well, oddly enough, folks, that's actually what we do find. Some researchers believe, and again, we show you the actual evidence, we show you the archaeological evidence, we show you the actual video interviews and testings of these remains that I'm about to share with you on this study. They believe that that mankind achieved flight much earlier than the Wright brothers, okay? And that's, again, based on what they find. In 1898, they found in a tomb in Saqqara, Egypt, that dates to about 200 B.C., they found this object, okay, this wooden object, and it had a body or a fuselage, and had 7-inch wings on it that were slightly curved down, and it had a fixed rudder and a tail. And it looked very much like a modern airplane or a glider, okay? But since when they discovered it originally, since airplanes had not been invented yet, never mind in Egypt, they said, well, this just must be a model of a bird, and they stored away in a basement. In other words, they stuck in a box. Didn't fit the preconceived ideas. And so I'm telling you, folks, they do this all the time. They stuck in a box and hid it away. Well, it was rediscovered many years later by a guy named Dr. Khalil, and he began to examine it with some other people, and they said, no, 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 this is not a model of a bird. This has the characteristics of very advanced aerodynamics, much like a modern-day push glider that requires very little power to stay aloft, okay? They said it was actually similar design that's employed in the supersonic Concorde aircraft, okay? But that's not the only one. Another carving that was found in another temple in Egypt was made by Dr. Ruth Hover, a lady there, and she had photographed a wall panel that had been revealed after a new overlaying panel had crumbled and fell off. It was covered all that time, but eventually that panel had crumbled off, and it revealed another one underneath of it. They had put one over the top of it. And she took a picture of it, and again, we share with you the actual photographs. You can see it yourself. We share with you, I believe, the interview on that one, too. You see some very strange images on this panel that had been covered up. And it looks extremely similar to modern aircraft, and I mean very similar. One of them actually looks strangely, and folks, I'm telling you, this is going to sound really weird, but you need to look at the evidence. It looks like a modern helicopter. Others look like it could be other types of aircraft or a hovercraft. And again, you're thinking, well, gee, what is that? That can't be true, because don't you know that mankind was a bunch of dumb apes? And it's only until recently we achieved these high-tech advanced intelligent technological leaps, and no, that's not what we find, folks. Again, these are vestiges of the pre-flood society, and it agrees with the biblical account that not only it was wiped out from that society, and we're only rediscovering some of them. We can't duplicate all of them. But also, it agrees with the biblical account that they were super smart. We're being lied to, okay? But not only that, they find them not just in Egypt. They find them on the other side of the globe. In Central America, along the coastal areas of South America, they find also evidence of this as well. They found this gold trinket that's dated to be at least 1,000 years old, probably about 500, 800 AD is the estimates there. And if you weren't aware of its age, if nobody's told you how old this was and they just handed it to you, you might guess that, hey, this looks like a little kid's model, a little toy of the space shuttle or a Delta Wing fighter aircraft, okay? And it looks, and that's because it has just that. Okay, it looks distinctly mechanical, number one. It does have delta-shaped wings. It's got stabilizer fins, a rudder. It even has an area in there where it looks like a pilot seat. They're in the right place, aerodynamically. Okay? And again, if nobody told you the date of this, you looked at it, that's exactly the conclusion you would come to. Okay? Because remember, this is what is happening, folks. This is all coming out. They're starting to not be able to hide it because it's all starting to stack up. And again, they don't want you to say, hey, wow, this is exactly what the Bible says, that these people in the past, there was no such time that we were dumb apes. They were smarter back then, just like the Bible says, and the reason why we find these things buried in the dirt and stuff like this is, wow, this really was a worldwide flood that took out not just the animals and the plants, but the people as well, and we're finding the, no. That's why they're coming up with this whacked out theory that it must be the aliens, okay, because they don't want you to deal with the biblical truth, okay? And again, if you haven't listened to the interviews, listen to them that Dr. Monteith and I did on the true origin of the identity of supposed aliens, okay? And anyway, so they began to look at this and say that, man, this looks like a modern aircraft. It looks like a space shuttle type craft. It's like, well, this is crazy. Really? They could fly back then? Well, once you start to look at this, it not only begins to agree with the biblical account, folks, but in this area over there in Central and South America, it begins to explain some other interesting dilemmas that evolution, again, has no answer for. But you find these things called the Nazca lines, okay, over there, that you see in that are huge works of art that are, quote-unquote, drawn on the ground, okay?
Hold on, Podcast Billy. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up this morning's program.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service. Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
intention is, it was a very advanced civilization that existed before the flood. In fact, there's evidence that perhaps even many of the great constructions, the pyramids of South America and even of Egypt may have been built before the flood. There is many, many unanswered questions out there, and we've been lied to by our scientists who, if they tell the truth, will lose their status to our universities because their purpose is not to educate us, to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth, which verifies the existence of God. Go right ahead, Billy.
Well, you know, again, with this amazing technology and even with the what they find on, you know, over there in Egypt, even in Central and South America, evidence that man very well could have achieved flight on a pretty grand scale. It begins to answer some other, quote-unquote, as evolution likes to categorize them, anomaly that they also find. And one of them is the Nazca Lines over there in that area in Peru. And, you know, if you guys aren't familiar with them, those lines that you see, they have these huge, giant figures on the ground. They call them geoglyphs. And they're these stylized portraits of, that they find, like, there's like 18 different kinds of birds. And we're talking on a huge scale. There's a curly-tailed monkey is one of them, the size of a football field. There's a killer whale. There's a 150-foot spider. There's a lizard. There's human forms, other strange objects. Now, here's the point. They, you know, people talk about them, and they're just like, you know, again, what are they, it must be aliens. No, you're being lied to. And they basically, outside the alien theory, most people just like, man, what in the world is these made for and why? And here's the intriguing dilemma. It's not just figures that they find on the ground, folks. Is they're figures that can only be distinguished when viewed from a great height. Okay? And so archaeologists, they wonder, well, why would these people create such monumental works? And first of all, how could they pull them off on the ground when you can only, when you can't even appreciate them from the ground? You have to be at a great height to be able to view these and possibly even pull it off. And again, this is what's important about what we find, again, buried in the dirt. Hey, maybe the Wright brothers weren't the first ones to invent the airplane. And again, this totally blows away the whole evolutionary mindset that the further you go back, mankind was dumber and more ape-like. That's not what we find, folks. And then what to add to the dilemma, they says, well, maybe they would climb a mountain and they could direct people. No, no, no. There's, in this area, there's no nearby mountains or other elevated areas to which to, you know, look down and make all these lines. So that's another problem. And then they also find these grids. It's not just the animal remains, the people remains, these geoglyphs that they make. But then they find these huge, large grids, I mean, perfect straight lines. Some of them go as long as 6 miles that seem to, quote-unquote, go nowhere. Okay, and so some researchers have suggested that their paths are runways for aircraft. And again, they say, well, yep, they thought the aliens were gods, and they were making them airports for them to land. It's like, you know, anyway, again, you're being lied to. No, they might have used them themselves. Okay, and again, you start putting all this together, Dr. Monteith, and it not only agrees with the biblical account, but all these other quote-unquote anomalies is like it all starts to stack up. It all starts. It's almost like it's like, man, everything's a puzzle, and you can't figure out how it all fits together because evolution is trying to give you a different cover to the box. Okay, if just to give you an example, you try to put together a puzzle, okay, piece that you don't have the cover, okay, and then somebody actually gives you the wrong cover. No, this, you put this together, it's supposed to look like a razorback pig, okay? Well, the problem is, it's not even a pig. It's a picture of a house, okay, with flowers and fields and meadows and all that neat stuff. Very picturesque one. And the whole time, though, you're being told, no, 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 when you're done with this, it has to look like a pig. Well, the puzzle pieces are never going to go together. It'll never look like a pig. And I'm telling you, folks, all these anomalies that we find in the dirt, all these things, they never go together if you try it with the cover of evolution. You're being lied to. But it's odd enough, when you look at the biblical account of the history of mankind, it all fits into place. It answers all this stuff. But not only that, if you're going to fly around, apparently, in the ancient world and have all this technology, then you probably need a map. Would be my guess, okay? And that's exactly what they find. Scientists, folks, have actually recently discovered a 3D aerial relief map that was buried in the dirt on this huge, giant slab of rock. And it has become undisputable evidence of an ancient, high-tech civilization, Noah's Day, the pre-flood people, that agrees with the biblical account. The map is a relief map It's just like what we use in today's military. It contains civil engineering works, a system of channels, listen to this, with a length of about 7,500 miles. Also, listen to this. They built things on a grand scale. It has many different sizes of dams. Some of them are over 6 miles long and almost 2 miles deep, okay? And not far from the channels are these diamond-shaped grounds, which we don't know the destination. It's unknown. There's numerous inscriptions. And at first, they thought there was some sort of a old Chinese language, but it turned out to be a hieroglyphic syllabic language of unknown origin. Okay. In fact, the more they studied the map, it caused one professor to state this. He says, quote, "The more I learn, the more I understand, I know nothing." It's because most likely he was indoctrinated in evolution, and it blows it out of the water, folks. And the reason why he said that in context was because the longer he studied the map, okay, the more mysteries appeared on it. Okay. Now, just to do the math, in order to calculate the giant irrigation system that was on that map, the people to do that had to move 1 quadrillion cubic meters of earth. That's just one little piece of one little thing that was put on that map. And that prompted one researcher to state this. He said, "This makes anything modern man has accomplished look like a mere scratch. We can only build a small portion of what's on that map." And here's the big dilemma. Folks, according to evolution, this map, where it was found, the rock and all this stuff, it should be 120 million years old. Oops. How does that work? It doesn't. We're being lied to. Let me give you another example. We also find ancient columns. Now, this is technology. Again, we can't even come close. As high-tech as we think we are, folks, there's no way we can't even do this. Stone columns of absolutely unbelievable size, okay, have been discovered that rivals anything we could ever achieve. One of them is called the monolith, okay, and it weighs, listen, over 2 million pounds. Now, let me give you a comparison. The largest stones used in the Great Pyramid, okay, weighed about 400,000 pounds. This is 2 million pounds. Okay, they're still trying to figure out, well, how do we get the pyramid? How do we do the... Listen, this is something that is, five times as heavy. Okay, one person stated this. I love this quote. He said, "Forget the ancient airplanes. Forget the ancient helicopters. Forget that world map thing." He said, "This alone, this structure, should..." Listen to this, direct quote, "should set straight the standard evolutionary line of primitive man to advanced man on its ear."
We're out of time, Pastor Billy. Fascinating material. We'll pick this story up later. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I understand. here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crow, and I hope you enjoyed this. We do have Pastor Billy's videos. We have his 10 DVD set, Fearful Creation, his 10 DVD set on the Final Countdown, and the one we're talking about today on the Judge Creation. It's 10 or 12 DVDs. Anyway, the sets are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we move an awful lot of these. We think they're important. We have other DVDs. Pastor Billy's done a fourth DVD set on RFID technology. We'll be carrying others as time goes by. And we really want you to understand so much of what you learned in college just wasn't true. It's part of an organized effort to confuse you about what the world is really all about. And the one thing that they want to do in college is to convince you that there is no God. And of course, this is how you get the situation we're in today, a situation with moral anarchy. There is a God, and God does work in the affairs of men. There's also a supernatural realm out there on the other side, which many of our leaders follow. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabus to go with that. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. You need to study it. And fortunately, we have the internet now, and you can check these things out. And you'll find out that most of what you have been taught in school and college, and certainly what you see on the History Channel and the Military Channel and the Discovery Channel, is not there to reveal but to conceal the truth. So basically, get the information, check it out on the internet, find out. Now remember, the other side puts a lot of disinformation on the internet, and many times people who are telling you the truth will be viciously attacked on the internet. Why? Because they don't want you to learn the truth, and that is that God is real, and he works in the affairs of men, and he's always been here. But there is this other demonic force out there, not imaginary. If you've never read the book, Hostage to the Devil, we carry it, we think it's important, written by Malachi Martin. We have a four tapes sets of my interviews with Malachi. It's called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. All of these and so much more is available from Radio Liberty. Let me remind you, we are having an all-day conference here on the 23rd of October, a little less than a month from now. The 23rd of October, hope you can make it, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we usually have a good contingent from the Colorado area, and hoping that you can join them this time year. You have to have reservations because we're serving lunch. We'll start at 8:30 in the morning and go till 5:30 or 6 in the evening. And we're bringing in outside speakers. You'll find it a fascinating experience. And you'll find out there are an awful lot of people out across America who do know what's going on. And the one reason we put on the conference, so you get a chance to meet people from across the country who feel exactly as you do and are aware of what's going on, although most of our fellow citizens are not. Well, again, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our program on the internet, or one other, like 24 hours a day. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our protection don't follow.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Beth Messiah Congregation presents Pastor Keith Johnson and Hebrew Bible scholar Nehemiah Gordon, authors of A Prayer to Our Father and His Hallowed Name Revealed Again. Monday, October the 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Johnstown Senior Center, 101 West Charlotte Street in Johnstown, Colorado. That's the corner of Parrish Avenue and Charlotte Street, across from the KHNC 1360 AM studios. Please join Beth Messiah and bring your family and friends. Everyone is welcome. Listen for Keith and Nehemiah's radio interview.